The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
I see you boys still can't stay out of mischief, can you?
Josiah Finch!
In the West, you make your own law. But when government officials from Washington are sent to Texas to fix border relations, Matt, Sam, and Josiah Finch are handicapped in stopping the murderous Whaley Gang.
It's news of a stage robbery. Apparently, the Dingo Whaley Gang is at work again.
Apparently, the gang killed two passengers, a man and a woman. Damned if they didn't head to Mexico.
Now you know why I've been after them.
They've dynamited the jail! It's gone! Totally gone! Get out! They'll be here next!
Get out of here! Get out now!
The Whaley Gang attacked last night in San Angelo, just as the Rangers said they would. They apparently got away.
The outlaws are in Mexico now. We'll be going after them.
No, that won't be allowed.
What did you say?
I said you will not be allowed to cross the Rio Grande into Mexico. That is the agreement we made with Mexican officials. Those are the orders from Washington.
This is no longer just a matter of law. The Whaley Gang almost killed our friend. It's now a matter of blood, even if it extends across the river. I'm not going to let anybody stand in our way.
Blood Bond Number 8, San Angelo Showdown.
And now, our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Grayville, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, Andy Clements, David Coyne, James Konacek, Dylan Lynch, Tim Carlin, Nanette Savard, Thomas Penny, Michael John Casey, James Lewis, Michael Glenn, Elliot Dash, Colleen Delaney, Ariane Parker, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer Number 116, The Final Reel.
What does it mean, does not fit our needs at the present time?
This did Chun, reigning master of the House of Shinanju, the sun source of all the lesser martial arts, ask of his pupil one sunny spring afternoon. Chun was an old Asian with walnut skin. His youthful hazel eyes were crimped in concentration at their leather vellum edges. A frown creased the parchment skin of his brow, casting an unhappy shadow across his weathered countenance as he examined the sheet of paper held in his aged hand.
Give it here.
Taking the paper from Chun, Remo Williams scanned the few lines on the crisp sheet. He chewed languidly at his bowl of cold steamed rice as he read.
It's a form letter, Chun. You've been rejected for something called Trials of an Assassin. Have you been writing novels behind my back again?
Chun snatched the paper back, face angry.
None of your business.
Turning on a sandaled heel, the master of Shinanju skulked off to a dark corner of their home.
I have a friend.
No, you don't.
Remo was trying to watch Nick at Night, not listen to Chun.
Silence, insolent one. This friend of mine is a budding writer.
Sounds familiar.
Remo, what would his best route be to seeing his words brought to life?
You mean aside from the Dr. Frankenstein route of throwing his manuscript out in the middle of a lightning storm?
Visigoth, I do not know why my friend would waste breath. Nay, the best years of his life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?